And so the new year begins. Okay, that's not my line. I took it from a friend's podcast. But anyway, speaking about things to take into 2024, I think everyone should actually have the resolution of building healthier relationships.
For those who are new to this podcast, this is Adinka Black right here on Lumio Black Show. And I'm the Black. And the Lumi is right beside me in the spirit. Welcome to the Lumio Black Show.
Many of you must have heard the line or the phrase, to thy own self be true. Yes, that is the famous line from William Shakespeare's play Hamlet. For those of you who didn't read Hamlet, now you know. But in the intricate tapestry of life, I believe in my perspective that relationships are the colorful threads that weave together our existence, whether it's personal or professional. Just think relationships are the cornerstone for any and every human interaction because they shape our experiences. They impact our emotional well-being and significantly influences our journey through life. But have you ever considered that recognizing your own value is the foundation for nurturing healthy relationships or even more meaningful relationships? Now, this is what I'm trying to say. Understanding your self-worth is not a selfish act. It's the fundamental aspect of personal growth and emotional intelligence. It forms the basis of, you know, establishing boundaries, fostering mutual respect, and setting standards for how others should treat you. In essence, what I'm trying to say is that it's the compass to guiding you towards healthy relationships. And like I said earlier, to thy own self, be true. And one of the things that helps you, you know, building healthy relationships is setting boundaries. Now, you need to recognize that there's some people or there's some relationships that need to have, in fact, it's not just some relationships. Every relationship should have its own clear boundaries. And boundaries are essential in any relationships as they define the limits of acceptable behavior. You know, they help to prevent misunderstanding, reduce conflict, and even to create a sense of safety in the overall sense of it. And by understanding your own worth, you can communicate your boundaries effectively and ensuring that you are treated with respect and dignity. And speaking about respect, I think respect is a two-way street because healthy relationships are built on mutual respect. When you recognize your value, you send a powerful message to others that, yo, don't treat me this way, don't speak to me this way, and I wouldn't speak to you that way, and I would treat you with mutual respect. You see, the mutual understanding forms a basis of trust and cooperation, whether it's both in personal or professional setting. Another thing that helps you to build healthy relationships is to filter toxic relationships. Not all relationships are meant to last. There's a proverb in Yoruba language. For those who are international listeners, Yoruba is a tribe in Nigeria, and there's a proverb that says that 20 friends cannot play together for 20 years. And it's so profound because some may be toxic or even detrimental to your well-being. Recognizing your value gives you the strength to identify and distance yourself from unhealthy relationships. You see, filtering toxic relationships is a crucial aspect of maintaining your mental and emotional well-being because toxic relationships are those that just bring so much negativity rather than positivity in your life. It drains your energy and often causes harm to your mental health. But you see, I have come to discover that filtering relationships is a valuable skill that can be cultivated. You're asking the question, how do I filter toxic relationships? You see, the first step to filtering toxic relationships is identifying them first. Because these relationships can take different forms, shapes, and fashion. They can size it and form weapons against you. But anyways, that's only light added. You know, so these relationships can actually take different forms, you know, including friendships, romantic partnerships, family dynamics, you know, professional connections. You know, signs of toxicity may include constant negativity, manipulation, emotional and physical abuse, excessive criticism, or even lack of respect and support. Like, then just so many. In fact, I wanted to say red flag, but yeah, it's called red flag. Still, that is one way to filter out toxic relationships. Before filtering toxic relationships, it's essential to engage in self-reflection. Evaluate your own values, your needs, your boundaries, because you need to understand what you want and deserve in healthy relationships. Because this self-awareness, like I made mention of in the start of this episode, that it will serve as a foundation for recognizing when your relationships are not meeting certain criteria that you've set for yourself. You need to also set boundaries because boundaries are the emotional and physical limits that you set to protect yourself and maintain your well-being. Toxic individuals often disregard these boundaries, and filtering toxic relationships involves clearly defining your boundaries and communicating them assertively. Be prepared to enforce these boundaries if they are crossed. And another way you can, you know, develop this skill of filtering out relationships is open communication. Because in some cases, a relationship might become toxic due to misunderstanding or lack of communication. And if the relationship is valuable to you, consider having an open and honest communication with the person or a conversation with the other person about how you're feeling. You know, they may not be aware that they're causing harm themselves. Sometimes you might even need to distance yourself or take a detox. If communication doesn't lead to positive change, you might need to create distance or even cut ties with toxic individuals. If there is that guy or that girl in your life still in this year that is bringing toxicity to your life, run away. Because, you know, this can be a challenging decision. I understand this, especially if the toxic person is a family member, where you are, or even a longtime friend. However, your mental and emotional health should always be your priority. You need to learn how to surround yourself with positivity. And, you know, after filtering, you know, these toxic people from your life, you need to, you know, start to focus on building and nurturing a positive and supportive, you know, atmosphere. Spend time with people who uplift you, inspire you, and genuinely care about your well-being. You know, see, I want you to understand that these relationships will contribute positively to your life and, you know, help you overall to make meaning out of your life. And if you've tried some of these things and they are not working, I think maybe next thing is to seek professional help. Now, in some situations dealing with, you know, a particular toxic family member or a manipulative romantic partner, you know, can be so hard, and to seek the guidance of a therapist or counselor can be invaluable. You know, they can always provide you strategies for coping, healing, or even making decisions regarding these relationships. And also, don't forget to do regular self-care, because filtering toxic relationships can be emotionally draining. You need to engage in regular self-care practices such as exercises, meditations, hobbies, or even spending time with the real loved ones. Emphasis on the real loved ones, you know, because they can help you regain your emotional strength. I also want you to remember that filtering toxic relationships is an act of self-love and self-preservation. It creates a space for healthier, more meaningful connections that contribute positively to your life. It's a journey towards a better and more improved well-being, and it's a step towards living an authentic and fulfilling life. And as you grow and be around the people you love, there's one thing I think that helps to build healthy relationship is to, when you actually find that person or that space or that relationship that you deem fit as healthy, I want you to explore the possibilities of vulnerability. You see, when you start to recognize your value, it allows you to embrace vulnerability. And in a world that often encourages us to build walls, you know, and all of those things, vulnerability is the bridge that connects us on a deeper level. And by knowing your worth, you can open up and share your feelings and connect with others on a more profound and authentic level. I always do shout outs on this show because there are so many people that are quite instrumental to my growth up until this moment. And one person I would always give a shout out to as regards vulnerability is TRS. For those of you who don't know TRS, don't worry, just stay tuned on your social media platforms and you soon know who TRS is. She's super, super fantastic and I love her to death, because she's one person that has just brought out that side of vulnerability. And the amazing thing is, she also was not as vulnerable as she is right now with me, because our society, our culture has not just ingrained it in us to be vulnerable. But as you start to grow with people that you genuinely have a connection with and people that you believe you can grow together, you need to start to explore the possibilities of vulnerability. And I can say and beat my chest, and I'm sure she can do the same wherever she is, that this is one of the most amazing relationships that we have and that we share. This is one of the most amazing friendships that we have, because there is just so much vulnerability when it needs to be explored. And, you know, this, of course, helps to build, you know, healthy relationships, you know, and all of those good things, of course, you know. And on a final note, I think that understanding your value is not a static thing. It's a journey of continuous personal growth. And as you evolve, so do your standards for how you want to be treated, you know, would grow and improve. So this self-awareness fosters personal development and allows you to attract you know, relationships that align with your evolving values and goals. And recognizing your values isn't limited to personal relationships. It's equally vital in professional realm. In the workplace, it sets standards for how colleagues, superiors, subordinates should interact with you. It can lead to a more positive work environment, better collaboration, greater career satisfaction. In conclusion, what I'm trying to say is recognizing your value is an act of, this is not an act of arrogance, but a gesture of self-respect and self-love. And it serves as the cornerstone for healthier and more meaningful relationships. It empowers you to set boundaries, to foster mutual respect, to filter toxic relationships, to embrace vulnerability. And by recognizing your own worth, you're not only enhancing your personal well-being, but also contributing to creating a more positive and respectful world of relationships, both personal and professional. And when you start to do all of these things, you begin to see that your relationships start to flourish. You start to think correctly. You start to treat people with love, with respect, with grace, with empathy. And if every one of us, if the people who are listening to this can all practice these things, including myself, I believe our world can, you know, be better in its own way. And that is my time on TLBS today. Of course, this is Adin Kablak. I'm super grateful that you tune in today. Please do not forget to share this link to your friends, to your families, your enemies, and to that person you think should have a more fulfilling relationship with people, to that toxic person even, so that they even understand that they're, toxic and they need to change them. If they have to seek professional help, they should. Just make sure that you spread this word to people. People need to listen to things like this to improve themselves, to become better individuals in our society. I think when we all do this, we contribute to the tapestry of what we call life. And that is my time on TLBS. Cheers.